In the early 1990s, people with disabilities, especially development disabilities from birth or early childhood, were living on the margins of community life in the UK. Mandy Neville asked herself a simple radical question. What does my experience suggest? What would it take for everyone to belong? Mandy's career prepared her for community action, a history of engagement, advocacy, and social justice efforts shaped her understanding. She knew that systems seldom met people's needs. She also knew that intentional communities create belonging. She had heard of an effort in the US called Partners in Policy Making. A seed was sown and grew into what is now the Circles Network, a UK charity that has worked to reduce isolation and strengthen relationships while helping people build lives rooted in dignity, connection, and choice. Founded in 1994, Circles Network emerged as deeply humane. Circles brought inclusion to the excluded and marginalised. Its origins lie in support groups and partnering, bringing people together around individuals to offer friendship, advocacy, and practical help. The Circles model recognises something profoundly simple. Lasting change comes from relationships. Her style was optimistic, proactive, and committed to social change. She had seen how people with developmental disabilities were excluded through quiet assumptions, low expectations, and meaningful social connection. So she focused on challenging those patterns at a person-centered level. Mandy understood that life changes when family and friends commit to walking alongside. In 1994, Mandy Neville formalised this knowing by founding the Circles Network, guided by the clear mission to support people who experience isolation or marginalisation due to disability. The focus was simple: inclusion, relationship building, and empowerment, while respecting individual choice. With Mandy's leadership, a network of volunteers grew steadily across the UK. With successes, the borders it crossed expanded into Ireland and Scotland, while engaging participants with supportive friendships, knowledge, and assistive technology. Mandy articulated inclusion's importance by translating values into action. Her efforts reshaped conversations about disability, inclusion, and community-based support. She emphasised that being disadvantaged is not a problem to be solved, rather a chance to explore strengths, aspirations, and contributions to be utilised. Mandy also understood that sustainable change requires enabling structures. Training that builds confidence and adaptive networks was key. It also needs a balanced grassroots energy with organisational stability, able to respond flexibly and with purpose. Circles Network distinguishes itself by insisting that inclusion is not an extra, but a fundamental human right. Circles address aloneness as a social failing that communities can collectively resolve by reshaping how society understands belonging. 30-plus years later, Circles remains closely identified with Mandy's vision. Her leadership provided moral clarity and practical direction. Contexts and challenges have evolved, but the core insight that people thrive when they are seen, supported, and included remains. Mandy's work stands as a reminder that lasting social change often begins with small intentional acts. A group of friends, a shared commitment, all believing that everyone deserves a place. Circles grew into a force for inclusion, building communities of support around those previously left behind. In a society that often equates value with independence or productivity, the Circles Network has quietly but persistently affirmed a different truth, that we are stronger together, a truth worth nurturing.